Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 1124. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
Let your thoughts this day, saith your Father, let them be upon me. For I shall do great and mighty things in your midst. For I shall move in a powerful way, and I shall touch you. And my anointing shall come upon you, and I shall lift you up to a higher plane. I shall prepare you for the days that are ahead. For the world shall see troublesome times, for you shall see many things throughout the whole world taking place. For truly these are the signs of the last days, and you shall see these things and hear these things, that I can bring to you the life that you need to stand. For the evil days that are ahead are wicked, saith your Father.
For yea, I say unto ye once more, the cities are not safe for my people. The cities are not safe for those who are mine. Run from them, leave them, for corruption abounds there, and the enemy has taken hold there like no place else. Leave the cities, saith the Lord.
Put aside the things that are not of me, saith God, but look unto me, that you might hear my voice. For I would speak to my children in these last days, concerning the last days. For thus saith the Lord, beware, understand the work of your enemy. For the enemy comes to deceive, the enemy comes to destroy, and the enemy comes to kill. I say unto you again, beware of that which is not of me, saith the Lord. For in these last days, that which you cling to will become an idol of worship. That which you cling to above me, is that what you will worship? For I say unto you, even as I have done and am doing a work, the enemy, your enemy, is also doing a strange work. So be not deceived. I have warned you and prepared you, saith God.
Welcome to the Signs International Radio Program. This program reaches over 100 countries and 250,000 people monthly around the world through the Internet and shortwave radio. If you have never called in, please call 1-607-201-5663. Just tell me your state and how well you are able to hear the program. 1-607-201-5663. It would bless my heart if you would do that. The following introduction will repeat for all programs this last week of November because we get new listeners on every program and I feel this information is important. Stay tuned. This program began with spiritually discerned prophetic words by our Signs Brethren. After the introduction, you will hear a roundtable with the Signs Brethren discussing some of today's hot topics, followed by the prophecy news behind the news by myself, your host, Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice as his watchman and set on God's wall to cry out to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Again, stay tuned. This is important, and I want to repeat this on all programs this last week of November as we get new listeners, as I said. New material will follow this. Have you been hearing these so-called Christian groups hawking gold as a way to supply your future needs? They tell you if you buy their gold, you will be able to live in the future when commodities crash and money is scarce. Now, please, just think about that outright lie for a moment, my friends. If their gold was worth more than your money, why are they selling it to you for your worthless dollars? Think about that. I tell you the truth, one can of pork and beans will be worth more than their gold or your money when times get tough. Now, I'm not selling you anything. I have nothing to gain by telling you this. Please do not let these gold carnival sideshow hawkers deceive you and steal your money just like any carny sideshow hawker would. The thrill of winning those Cupid dolls never lasts long. Get my point? Instead, just buy a can of pork and beans. At least if you get hungry, you can eat that. That bar of gold will be a little tough. Now, a roundtable discussion between the Signs Brethren, Pastors Johnson, Evans, and Ralston. Stay tuned for some new prophecy news behind the news after this. Let's begin the roundtable.
Pray that we are able to bless your hearts with the things that God has touched our hearts with. That's what we're here for. We're here to cry out. Cry out and to warn you about the things that are coming upon the earth. Now, brethren, there's something happening in the world today that interests me very much. It's a time for Israel to appoint a king, that's being said by one particular scholar, and I think now is in the news that Israel is thinking about that very seriously. Renowned Israel biblical scholar and historian David Solomon said that the conditions in Israel today are ripe for replacing democracy with a theocratic monarchy and appointing a king. Speaking to Israel National Radio, Solomon said that the leadership and the religious crisis currently facing Israel mirror those during the time of the prophet Samuel. Though the people of Israel turned to Samuel to help them replace their form of government with a monarchy in order to alleviate the nation's problems. Just as then, Israelis today might view a theocratic monarchy as a viable answer to Israel's disastrous absence of genuine political and spiritual and religious leadership, said Solomon. Now, gentlemen, in the Bible, every time the children of Israel did evil in the sight of God, God placed an evil king to lord it over them in bondage. Will God do it again? Now, I'm going to ask Pastor Ralston to read the scripture that tells us about this former king.
We find the scripture found in 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 4 through 6. It says, "Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, Behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord."
Wow. Now, is Israel going to do that again today? And another question, my brethren, has America already done that? Comment. Brother Ralston.
I really believe that this is a fulfillment of the Word of God that tells about a king of fierce countenance. The book of Daniel is very clear that someone will come in and will rise up and will speak a lot of things that are blasphemous and things that are against God and is going to set himself as king. I really believe what they're asking for is a fulfillment of the Word of God. In many ways, I see the same thing happening here in America. Everybody's looking for, you know, they have all these hopes and dreams and they're believing one man is going to be able to fulfill it all. But like here, Samuel, the prophet of God, was very displeased. And I believe there are a lot of prophets today that are very displeased of what they're seeing because they're looking for something that is not of the Lord.
Pastor Evans?
Yes, I agree. For Israel, and we're hearing a lot on it now. Matter of fact, there was a prophecy just given last week in our church on it that Israel would set a king. And God says, because they set a king, they have rejected me. And he talked about their time of peace that they cry for will only last 3.5 years. Then they'll have to flee to the mountain because the peace treaty will be broken. And so we can see they're going the wrong way. They've been going the wrong way for a long time. I mean, they have a king. His name is Jesus Christ. He's their Messiah. But they don't recognize him. And therefore, to set another king, wow. And I agree that America is kind of looking like they're getting tired of picking a president. I mean, this last one was quite a go-around. And the one that is in there would like to be a king instead of a president because then he could stay as long as he wants to stay. We saw that in Bush. He'd like to stay longer. And we could be headed the wrong direction in that way, too. And that means we become no longer a free country, but a country under a dictatorship.
Amen. Wow. I mean, this is happening. And it's happening so fast that even I don't believe it. I mean, I expected it. I'm the one that's on the radio talking about it, and even I'm amazed. All right. Judges chapter 3, verse 15. Judges chapter 3, verse 15. But when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord raised them up a deliverer. There goes that word again. Ehud, the son of Gera, a Benjaminite, a man left-handed. Now, both candidates for the presidency of the United States in this election, I found very interesting that both of them were left-handed. Then I found out that the majority of the presidents of the United States, a good share of them anyway, were left-handed. Any comments?
The only thing I can say concerning that is, yes, we definitely need a deliverer. There's no doubt about it. In fact, every country in the world needs a deliverer. Every nation in the world needs a deliverer. But you know what? That deliverer has already come. That deliverer is Jesus Christ. That deliverer who came and took away sin has already come. So I ask you, if you're looking for another deliverer, it's got to be a false hope. It's got to be a false deliverer.
Amen. Amen. False deliverer. Comment, Pastor Evans.
I agree. Look at the way they swooned in the last president. I mean, everything was told them about him, leaving many, many, many questions in the minds of the people. But yet they hated the other side so bad, they were willing to take somebody that promised them promises that he could never, never, never fulfill. And I think the whole world is looking for the man that the Bible calls the Antichrist, who's going to promise them everything, but he can't deliver either. The only one that can deliver, his name is Jesus Christ.
Amen. I agree with both of you. Now, please listen and understand when I say this. We are not speaking politically. We are speaking spiritually. We are speaking in connection with biblical prophecy. And I, in particular, can almost see the flashing sign saying, King over America. King over America. So I'm wondering, is this all about putting America into bondage for forsaking God and doing evil in His sight like Israel did back in Samuel's day? Because that was an evil thing they did by wanting a king and wanting that deliverer. When Israel wanted that king to rule over them, God got a little angry about that. I believe that with all my heart. It says Solomon was upset.
Correction, Samuel.
You read that, Pastor Olson. And we need to realize that what they wanted was not the will of God. And you need to realize that what you wanted out there was not the will of God. God gave you what you wanted, and it became His will. That's true, because once God does something, it's always His will. But I wonder, how could we apply some of this to the fact of maybe America wanting a king like Israel? Any comment? Brother Evans.
Well, when we want something like that, what happens is we've already put God on the shelf, but now you take Him and dump Him in the trash can, because you wouldn't be looking to Him for any advice. You wouldn't be looking to Him for any help. We'd become a nation open to all of our terrors to do whatever they want to do. We'd become a nation that we'd see the rest of our businesses and stuff go overseas. I mean, we'd become a nation that would be judged by every other nation, because that's what happened to Israel when they done something like that.
Yes, Brother Olson.
Yes, what I see very clearly here is it's become the great stumbling stone, because they're no longer believing in Christ and looking to man for their answers. They're now stumbling, 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 and they will continue to stumble right until the time that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back. But it'd be so much easier not to stumble over the Lord, just to repent and turn to Him. But yeah, it's going to be a constant stumbling that we're going to see.
Well, thank you, brethren. Now, let's get into the prophecy news behind the news with just a couple of short reports that we'll repeat. If you're listening after Monday, stay tuned for the new material after these important announcements, as we get new listeners on every program, and I feel these are important enough to repeat this all week. Prophecy Fulfillment Shorts in Chicago. There were 291 killed over the last 6 months. In Iraq, during the same time period, 261 were killed. That's 30 more killed in just one USA city. Makes you wonder about the rest. What is happening to America and in America? Is it becoming a third world country? It sure looks like it. You heard that would happen from the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing, J.P. Morgan Chase reports that they think the USA is in a recession, a deep recession. I wonder, does that mean a depression? You heard that would happen also from the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing, big cities looking for money. They are planning high taxes and even bigger fines. The average American cannot hardly eat now, and they want to take more from their mouths? Old Boss Hogg wants to eat well. He does not care about you. You heard that it would happen from the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing with the end times news behind the news reports. Prophecy news behind the news reports. World asked to help craft online charter for religious harmony. A website has been launched with the backing of technology industry and Hollywood elite, urges people worldwide to help craft a framework for harmony between all religions. Watchman comment, I have been telling you for some time now the New World Order Church was forming. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Continuing. State finance chief calls for mandatory insurance. Senator Max Baucus, presenting the first Democratic health plan since presidential-elect Barack Obama's victory, said all Americans should be required. Did you hear that? All Americans should be required to have insurance once coverage is made affordable. Baucus of Montana, chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, said in a health care blueprint release that only a mandate could ensure people didn't wait until they were too ill to buy health insurance, forcing the price up for everyone. The 89-page proposal revives a debate from the Democratic presidential primaries about how to overhaul the U.S. health care system. Watchman comment. The Democrats have been trying to do this for a long time, especially since the Clintons. And they were the first really open socialists that we knew were in our presidency. First, they will require you to take their health plan. Second, you will be required to take all vaccines. Third, you will be required to take 666, the mark of the World Beast System. The prophecy voice of Brother Johnson has spoken. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, paraphrased. And he causeth all to receive a mark, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark. For it is the number of a man, the number of the beast, 666. Continuing. Ex-Hitler Youth warning to America. Every day brings this nation closer to a Nazi-style totalitarian abyss because it has abandoned moral absolutes and its historic Christian faith. The USA is moving closer to that Nazi-style totalitarianism, warns a former German member of the Hitler Youth in a new book. Every day brings this nation of the United States closer to that Nazi-style abyss, writes Hilmar von Kump, now a U.S. citizen and a former Hitler Youth, and he's warning America. Von Kump has founded the National Institute for Truth and Freedom to fight for a return to the constitutional government in the USA, a key, he believes, to keeping America free. Watchman comment, you bet, and here it takes a Nazi Youth to tell us that? My. Continuing. I lived in the Nazi nightmare, as the old saying goes. A man with experience is never at the mercy of a man with an argument, writes von Kamp. Everything I write is based on my personal experience in Nazi Germany. There is nothing theoretical about my description of what happens when a nation throws God out of government and society and Christians become religious bystanders. And may I add, Mr. von Kamp, and even when Christians become bigots. My. Continuing. I don't want to see a repetition, he said. The role of God in human society is the decisive issue for this generation. My writing is part of my life of restitution for the crimes of godless government, of the evil of which I was a part. It took me a long time to understand and define the nature of national socialism, says von Kamp. There you go. He's telling you that even the Nazis were national socialists. Continuing. And unfortunately, their philosophy continues to flourish under different labels, remaining a menace to America and free human society. Watchman comment. Now, will you heed the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, when I tell you America is now in the grip of socialism? The Clintons We're socialists. Obama is a socialist. Obama's cabinet will be socialist, many coming from the Clinton administration, and maybe both of the Clintons, or at least one of them. Watch as Obama positions the former Clinton socialist aides into the White House. Micah chapter 2, verses 1 and 3. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is the power in their hand. For this time is evil. Continuing, liberals are clinically mad, concludes a top psychiatrist. An eminent doctor makes the case leftist theology is a mental disorder. Just when liberals thought it was safe to start identifying themselves as such, an acclaimed veteran psychiatrist is making the case that the ideology motivating them is actually a mental disorder. Based on striking irrational beliefs and emotions, modern liberals relentlessly undermine the most important principles on which our freedoms are founded, says Dr. Lyle Rossiter, author of the new book, The Liberal Mind, The Psychological Causes of Political Madness. Like spoiled, angry children, they rebel against the normal responsibilities of adulthood and demand that a parental government meet their needs from cradle to grave. While political activists on the other side of the spectrum have made similar observation, Rossiter boasts professional credentials and a life virtually free of activism and links to the vast right-wing conspiracy. For more than 39 years, Rossiter has diagnosed and treated more than 1,500 patients as a board-certified clinical psychiatrist and examined more than 2,700 civil and criminal cases as a board-certified forensic psychiatrist. He received his medical and psychiatric training at the University of Chicago. Rossiter says the kind of liberalism being displayed by both Barack Obama and his former Democratic Party opponent Hillary Clinton can only be understood as a psychological disorder. Watchman comment. And now we hear Barack Hussein Obama, the Lord false messiah, is contemplating making Hillary Clinton the Secretary of State. Maybe by the time you hear this, she may already be the Secretary of State. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 3. A prudent man foreseeth evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Continuing. Pastor to presidents replaced by a gay bishop. A gay bishop. A conservative Christian activist says it's a sad omen for the Obama administration and the United States of America that Barack Obama, the newly president-elect, has been seeking guidance even through the electorate process from the Episcopal Church's first openly homosexual bishop. My. Watchman comment. And you think Obama is a Christian? I don't think so. If, and I repeat, if that is the truth about what I just read, what does it tell you about Barack Hussein Obama? Now, you may say it tells you absolutely nothing, but I know what it tells me, and it's loud and clear. Matthew 18, verse 7, woe to the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by who the offense cometh. My. Is that you, my friend? Continuing. How Barack Obama will ensure his victory in 2012. The coup de grace Obama will use against rightist opposition is mostly embodied in one word, amnesty. This, along with some other measures, will both grow the Hispanic voting bloc and integrate Obama into it. This will enable him to create a powerful coalition of blacks, young voters, and Hispanics that, along with the older whites, he will be able to retain, will constitute an insurmountable electoral force. And this is why amnesty has long been a dream of the Democrats. Even easier than brainwashing new voters, which the media and academia specialize in. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, let me define delusion for you. It is an erroneous belief that is held in the face of evidence to the contrary. Again, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. My. I hope that's not you, friend. I hope you're not damned to a living hell, eternal fire, for all eternity. Continuing. Obama to inherit new global order from Bush. Will we wake up to discover one morning that America is now a bit player in a new world order dominated by China, rich Arabian nations, and international institutions? The politicians from both major U.S. political parties are attempting, with the help of the media, to mask what is happening by passing what they call a financial rescue and economic stimulus packages. The word stimulus is sort of like a rescue, but it is actually a process of piling up more debt and spending on top of more debt. More debt, more spending puts us more and more at the mercy of the world elite. My. That doesn't sound like a rescue to me. How about you? Micah chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil from their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is the power in their hand. For this time is evil. Continuing. Interfaith meeting held at the UN. A front for global law for Islam. Saudi King Abdullah was pushing for a proposal sponsored by the 56-member Organization of Islamic Conference that wants a law that apparently guarantees respect for religions, places of worship, and their symbols, thereby preventing the derision of what people consider sacred. Saudi Arabia does not permit the public practice of any religion except for Islam. Therefore, the lofty-sounding principle is, in fact, a cleverly coded way of granting religious leaders the right to criminalize speech and activities that they deem to insult Islamic religion, according to two religious freedom leaders, Matthew chapter 13, verses 41 through 42. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all the things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Will some of you listeners please pray and ask God if you should help keep this broadcast on the air? Offerings have fallen off, and I will be reevaluating programming at the first of the year. Even if you cannot send an offering, it is important you use the contact information and please tell me what program, day and time, you would like to stay on the air in 2009. God has told me he has spoken to someone to send a very large gift. Could it be you? Please pray about it and then write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, New York, 13797, USA. You may also call 1-607-201-5663 to record your prayer requests, blessings, and comments. That number again, 1-607-201-5663. Please know your prayer requests are prayed for. Again, that address, Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, Lyle spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797, USA. Thank you for listening. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson speaking my simple but very urgent message to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Until then, Maranatha, Watchman's Ending Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.